Got your Bible this morning to open up service, Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. Bible says, now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. That's 12 o'clock in the day to 3 o'clock in the day. That's a total blackness all across the land.
Amen, brother.
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You know, we pass over things so many times. Jesus Christ had been beaten. Could you imagine how dehydrated, how he was? Did you know a man hanging upon that cross could barely have the strength, Chester, to even whisper something upon a cross? But the Bible says he cried. He cried with a loud voice. Amen. Listen, God's in control of this thing. Some of them, verse 47, some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. Straightway, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were open, and many of the saints, bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection. And went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, sometimes we just preach about that centurion. The Bible says they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake. Those things that were done, they feared. This is people that did this, Chris Johnson, every day. They crucified people every day, all day long. This was just no new thing for them. When they seen what had happened, listen, they were greatly afraid, saying, this truly was the Son of God, man. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him. Among there was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. The darkest time, folks, in the life of Jesus Christ, our Savior, is right here at 12 o'clock in the day till 3 o'clock in the day. Brother, Jesus Christ is hanging upon the cross. And you know, if you ask the normal person, do you know why Jesus died on the cross? He'll say, to save me from my sins. That's not the primary reason Jesus died on the cross. It's not why he died. The Bible said he died as a propitiation for our sin. In other words, God's wrath had to be appeased. God's wrath had to be appeased, and it was appeased on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, on Calvary's cross. And because of that, you and I can be saved, because the wrath of God was appeased. Now, brother, he hung there from 12 o'clock in the day to 3 o'clock in the day. Listen, the whole earth was black. I don't believe, Brother Jamie, that you can see your hand in front of your face. I believe that's how black that it got right there that day. The Bible says that the earth quaked and the rocks rent. Can you imagine the rocks being rent? I believe all that pictures a way in for us, and I believe it pictures a way through with the veil being rent from top to the bottom. Amen. That high priest, Brother Chris, had the offering right there getting ready to go behind that veil, and I can see him standing there as that thing that cost all those oxen had to drag that big heavy curtain and hang it up. Uh-huh. It rent from top to the bottom, opening up the Ark of that Covenant right there. Could you imagine that? The scene and the sight that was there. Then the graves burst open and the dead saints that was in the ground. You say, preacher, explain all that. I can't. But the Bible said the dead saints got up and walked around town. Could you imagine how that got some of their attention? But imagine this. Listen, he cried with a loud voice and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he gave up the ghost and there that he died. And then the Bible said that there was Mary Magdalene there. There was Mary, the mother of James and Joseph or John was there. John was there also, Mary, his mother was there. But I got to thinking about this. Listen, as he's hanging there on the cross, as he's hanging, he's bled and died, Brother Jason Burke, for the sins of the whole world, the wrath of Almighty God was poured upon Jesus Christ upon the cross. No man ever suffered like that in the history of humanity. Nobody ever suffered in such a way. Nobody in here has ever been forsaken of God. Listen, we've done a lot of stuff in our life. You may have been real bad at one time, but you never was forsaken of God. You never was, but Christ was forsaken of God. And there he is, Chris. There he is hanging. His lifeless body hanging there upon that cross. Gave up the ghost. So much so it impacted the soldiers that crucified the man. But as he's hanging there on the cross, listen, nobody's there to take that body down. And Joseph of Arimathea comes along and takes the body down. I've been thinking about this. And I've got on this thought before time. Here he is hanging there. And everybody's just leaving Jesus hanging. Everybody for all those years, they just left him hanging. And I began to think about something yesterday. With all the shape that our world's in, with all the shape that our things are in, how many people today are just leaving Jesus hanging? I mean, at a time, listen, when you think they would show up, at a time when you think they would come around, and listen, and help get the body of Jesus down. I mean, Barabbas, of all people, you would think Barabbas would have been there and would have said, hey, I can't do much, but he died in my place, so I'm going to get him down. Hey, listen, he died in my place, and he died in your place. Hey, listen to me, but I begin to think about this. Of all the situations and of all the things, I've got to think about all the little families that wasn't there to help get the body of Jesus down. Church is made up of families. Right. I've got little families here, little families there, little families back there, and families all around. Our church is made up of little families. And I begin to think about this, Brother Ricky, of all the families that Christ touched on his earthly walk here. Brother Jamie, I don't see no families there when it's Jesus is needing them. I don't see no families gathered there to take Jesus down. Have you ever just been left hanging? I mean, you go out there and you wait on somebody to show up, or you waiting on somebody to help you out with something, and brother, they don't show up, or they just leave you out there in no man's land. You thought for sure this man would show up. You thought for sure your buddy'd show up. You thought for sure maybe a family member would show up, but they just left you out there hanging. But that's where Christ is at right here. Tyler, he's on the cross. All them lives that he's touched, all them little families that he's done things for, and here comes time when somebody needs to take the body of Christ down, and all them families, he's just leaving him hanging. Leaving him hanging right there. When he's in a dark time right here. When he's paid the price for sin upon this world. When Christ, listen, when he suffered and bled in such agony, you think all the families would be lined up. I think about that family in John chapter 2. Listen, that Jesus was invited to the wedding. He went down there to that little wedding. I found this out. Most people want to invite Christ to marry him, but they don't want to take him after that, after the wedding. And listen, they wanted Jesus to come down to a little wedding. And while he was there, he turned the water into wine, which is a pitcher and a type of joy. Well, that little family, Shannon Mullins, got started off right, didn't they? But after that, they didn't meet Jesus no more. And you'd think they'd have showed up and said, listen, we're the little couple where Jesus did a miracle and brought joy. At least we can do, he showed up at our wedding. At least we can do, we can't do much, but we can get him down from that cross. Tyler, I don't see them there. They're not there. They're on their own way. It's too nasty down there. It's too dark down there. Why, there's trouble down there. We just stay at home. Boy, I wonder this morning how many people today, listen, when they need to be in church, they need to be doing something for God. Brother, listen, God didn't leave them hanging, but many of them today are sure are leaving Jesus hanging this morning. They're not getting out there and doing the things they ought to do for the Lord. I get to think about this family. There's another family there, listen, as a priest there, listen, his little girl's sick. I think about the man who had his son that was sick also.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, the man there, Jairus, he had a daughter that was sick. Boy, he would have given it all. Oh, listen to me, let your little girl get sick. You get spiritual in, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You need Jesus in. All the people I can think of, hey, brother, that get serious with God and want God when they got a family member sick or something in their life, brother. They want Jesus to show up for them.
Hey,
oh, but listen to me. But now Christ is wanting to see who's going to show up for him. And all them families, that man, Brother Glenn, said, I took him to church. Hey, the disciples couldn't do nothing. Hey, he said, oftentimes throws himself in the fire and oftentimes in the water. He's a lunatic. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. And Jesus had mercy on that man and on his family and touched him. Where's he at, Randall? Where's he at with his son to help take Jesus down? Ronnie, he's nowhere to be found. Hey, listen, Jairus and his wife and that little 12-year-old girl are nowhere to be found. And I look around this morning in our community. I look around our state, and at a time no other when we need people to stand up and be a present for the Lord. But they're just leaving Jesus hanging.
Amen. Amen.
The little families. Paul, listen to me. Where's Lazarus at? John chapter 11, the whole chapter there, brother. And Jesus visited that little house in Bethany more than any other house that he ever went to. He felt so welcome and loved in that little house. And here he's on the cross. Where's Martha at? Hey, where's Lazarus at? They're not even there. But they had a situation in their house, Jamie, that nobody can help them with. And they needed somebody. They needed a miracle. And brother, they done put the stone in front of the tomb. And they done shut it out and said, there ain't no hope in this situation. Oh, but when Jesus shows up, there's a hope for any situation. There's help for any situation. For any problem. Will you take Jesus in? But my mind begins to think about this. You think, brother, that Lazarus would at least be there. That Lazarus said, look, I was dead 4 days. He got me up. I don't care what Pilate says. I don't care what the Roman soldiers say. I don't care what happens to me. He got me out of the grave. I'm going to be there. If I can't do nothing else, I'm going to be right there and help get his body down. They're not going to throw his body over the hill, over the gate. You know what they did in those days when somebody was crucified on the cross? They'd throw him over the dung gate, over in the valley of Gehenna, brother, where the worm died fought, and the flame, they just burst their bodies out there. You think Lazarus would have said, ain't no way. They're not going to take Jesus' body and just throw it over the hill like that. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to make sure that the body gets took down. If I got to go dig a hole myself and put it in. But Lazarus ain't there. The man whose daughter was sick ain't there. The man whose son is sick ain't there. None of them is there. And they all just leaving Jesus hanging.
Bless your heart, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of them's at the house this morning?
That's right.
Leaving Jesus hanging.
Amen, brother.
Jesus, my child was sick. He'll heal it. Jesus, help me with this financial problem. He moves. One time, listen, Peter ain't even there. He healed his mother-in-law one time. Peter needed money to pay his taxes. Jesus said, just go out there and get a fish. That money would be in that fish's mouth. It sure was, wasn't it?
Hey,
you think Peter would have been there today? Oh, Jesus, help raise my mother-in-law. Jesus, pay my taxes. I ain't got no money. I can't do nothing. But I'm going to be right there and I'm going to make sure that my Lord's body don't get thrown over the dung gate and burn out there. I'm going to show up. Hey, listen, but he ain't even there.
Bless your heart.
He ain't even there. And a rich man. And the Bible always says bad things about rich people, don't it? Because they trust in that, but they trust in God.
Yeah.
Not this man. Now, all them people I just mentioned, I mean, you think Zacchaeus would show up?
Yes, sir.
How about that woman in John chapter 8? I mean, Tamar, they was getting ready to stone her.
Uh-huh.
They was all Jesus had to do was just give them a nod. They'd have stoned her up because she committed adultery and was caught in the very act. But he had mercy on her and compassion, and she repented of that sin. But she got a second chance in life because Christ. You think she would have been there?
John chapter 5.
I mean, you think she'd have been? What about the man, John chapter 5, brother, that laid there for 38 years? brother on a bed, probably laying in his own stuff, and he couldn't walk. And Jesus got him up. You'd think, he done that for me, buddy. I'm going to make sure he, if I got to take him to my house,
that's the truth.
If I got to prop him up in my house, I'm going to make sure he ain't left hanging there.
Amen.
He ain't there.
Help me,
what about the woman at the well? He went out of his way a lot of miles and went and said, you'd think she'd been there. She ain't there.
Listen,
none of them there. They're just all just, ain't my problem. They're just leaving Jesus hanging. So Joseph of Arimathea comes down.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, what'd he do? He showed up. I mean, there was no guarantees that he was going to get the body of Jesus.
No. Sure what?
There was no guarantees he was going to get the body of Jesus down. Listen, their custom was to let the bodies hang there for days and let them rot. That way, when you come into town, you said, if you run your mouth against Rome, that's what happens to you. It was a sign. So listen to me. There was no guarantees that he was going to get the body. But at least he showed up.
That's right,
Kevin.
At least he showed up and said, I'm going to be present. I don't know if I'll get Jesus or not down, but I'm going to show up. I don't know what Jesus may have done for him in his life. But listen, he said, I'm least going to be in my spot. And I'm least going to show up. Brother, let me tell you something. As children of God, brother, it ain't no time we just go about our business and lock ourselves up in closets. Brother, somebody needs to show up for Jesus.
Amen, preacher.
I'm afraid we've left him hanging for too long.
Bless your heart, Kevin.
I'm afraid we just leave him hanging. We've left him hanging for dead religion. We've left him hanging for emotionalism. We've left him hanging for a bunch of dead churches.
Amen.
We just leave any old thing, brother. We just leave the Lord hanging. We just leave the Lord hanging. They just left him hanging with Joseph of Arimathea. Brother, at least he showed up.
That's right, brother.
I got a lot for him. He showed up.
Yeah.
And not only did he show up, Tyler, Bible says he begged. He begged Pilate.
Yeah.
You know what that means? He went to Pilate. He's a rich man. And listen, he entered into Pilate's court. And he begged. That means he desired. He asked with passion. Listen, I need to get Jesus down. He showed up and he spoke up for Jesus. He said, listen, I'm here to get Jesus. And you know, Pilate would have said, no, you ain't getting Jesus. He didn't leave it at that. He said, no, I need to get Jesus. You don't understand. I got to get Jesus. He ain't going to let it go. Hey, listen, he ain't going to stop. He's there. Listen, he's going to show up for him. He ain't no guarantees. But he's going to speak up. He's going to speak up. He's going to speak up. Because he's not going to do. He's not going to let Jesus hang. If he can do anything about it, he's not going to leave Jesus hanging. And I'm telling you right now, I'm preaching to people out there that may listen and some of them may not. Because they've left him hanging a long time ago.
Amen.
I don't even care about listening. But I'm telling you, there's people out there. Brother, they're living Jesus. I hang this morning. When he needs them, they're nowhere to be found.
Amen, brother.
They ain't showing up and they ain't speaking up.
Bless your heart.
Amen.
Yep.
They ain't showing up and they ain't speaking up.
Good preacher, brother.
They'll show up and speak up for everything else.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes time for Jesus, brother, we just leave him hanging. We just leave him hanging out there.
Yep.
That's where we're at, Glenn. We just leave him hanging.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to me. I know some of you a long time in my life. I have. I know some of you a long time in my life. And I know one thing about you. I know one thing. There's some of you, if I said I need you real bad to be at this church or be somewhere to help me with something at 2 or 3 o'clock today. Let me say, I know some of you so much, buddy, you'd be there. You'd say, I love Kevin. He's my friend. Listen to me, for nothing else, you put something off if you could be there. And if you couldn't be there, something would have to come up. You would not just leave the house because you like me, you love me, and I would do the same for you. I said, no, I told them that I'm going to be there. And if I can't, I'm going to try to find somebody else, or I'm going to do what I can because I love them so much.
Amen.
They're my friend, or I gave them my word that I was going to do this. And I'm going to do my best to fulfill that to the best of my ability. And if I can't, I'm going to let them know. If I can't, I'm going to let somebody know. You wouldn't just sit at the house and say, Toddy would come and say, Kevin, ain't you supposed to meet Jamie at 3? Yeah, but you know what? Heck with Jamie. I got something else to do. Why ain't you going to call and text him? Nah, I ain't worried about him. And him sitting waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. and then him calling on me, just ignoring him. I wouldn't do him that way, and we're flesh. And you wouldn't do me that way, and I know many of you. I'd say none of you do me that way, and I would do none of you all that way. But why is it when it comes time for Jesus, brother? Why is it when it comes time for the things of God? Brother, he's hanging there on the cross. He's been shamed. He's been beat. He don't even look like a man. And brother, you know that they're just going to throw his body over the hill and burn it. If somebody don't get down there and get his body, how could you? If he done all that for you in your life, how could you just go and not even show up or even speak up for him?
Amen.
But they've done it this morning.
Amen.
And they'll do it tomorrow.
Bless your heart, preacher.
And they'll do it next week. You know what, Tyler, he showed up, spoke up, stood up. He sacrificed something for Jesus.
He sure did.
You say, preacher, what he sacrificed for Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, listen to me. He's Joseph of Arimathea.
Yeah. Reputation.
He's a, we're called a reputation, brother.
Yeah, he's a rich man.
He put his reputation on the line.
Yeah.
He put his reputation on the line. He put his riches on the line.
Yep. He lived in poverty after that.
He put it all on the line because he said, I'm not going to leave Jesus hanging.
Praise the Lord.
I ain't going to do it.
Your heart, preacher.
I'm going to tell you right now, in this community right here, best that we're going to do, we're not going to leave Jesus hanging. Because our community is dying and going to hell.
Bless you,
Kevin. Hey, listen to me. I pray for a lot of our people. I pray for a lot of our churches. Listen, since March, we've had people, listen to me, we've had people, they're gone. They don't listen. They're not engaged with the church or anything else. We've had some that's come in. Amen.
Amen.
But it ain't, listen to me, folks, it ain't no time to quit.
No.
It ain't no time to leave Jesus hanging right now. And we got them leaving him hang right now. They're leaving him hanging right now.
Powerful.
Leaving him hanging.
Based truth.
He needs somebody. You say, God don't need nobody. God works through us.
That's right.
Amen.
God works through us. Amen. I like that song Glenn Isaac sang. I counted on Adam. I counted on Cain. I counted on Judas. He proved untrue. Go tell the world, Paul, I'm accounting on you. Brother, he's accounting on us. He's counting on some of you young people to show up for him, stand up for him, speak up for him. He's counting on us here at 52 Little Robs Creek Road to show up for him, stand up for him, speak up for him. Amen. He's counting on us. I just ain't content. Just okay, you know. Let's lay it on back. I told my mother. Told my wife and my mother yesterday. I said I'd feel like the biggest hypocrite in this world. I go to Walmart. I go to Lowe's. I go to gas stations. I work. I go everywhere else where I feel like the biggest hypocrite in the world. If I say, "Oh, we're just going to shut down the church," I'm just going to look at that phone and do some old half dead. Like I see on there all the time, some old half-dead study on there just to appease my conscience. But we need to be in church.
Amen.
We need to show up.
Amen, buddy.
Somebody needs to speak up.
Sure do.
Somebody needs to stand up for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. And if we're sick, somebody's sick, man, stay home. If you're vulnerable, stay home. That's why we do what we do. I believe God bless you and honor you for that.
Yep.
It goes your situation. But we got people, listen to me, they need to show up.
Amen.
They need to stand up. They need to speak up. God's been awful good, Glenn. Jesus was awful good to a lot of families in there. Awful good to a lot of families in there. Awful good to a lot of people in there. Awful good to a lot of husbands and wives. Awful good to their children. Awful good to them in a lot of different ways. And the very time, the one time, Randall, in his life, when he needed somebody to come and do something for him, Chris, they left him hanging. Left him hanging out there. Sad, isn't it?
Sure is.
Let's stand this morning, if you will.